Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe sitting in for JP, who is off enjoying his bye week. B. Mitch, how was Spain? Give me the quick down and dirty.
Spain was fun. It was great to me.
Had you ever been before?
I've been to Barcelona. I've never been to Madrid. And I had never been there while having to work every day. So I went to Barcelona for the NFL Europe to call the game, show up on a Thursday.
And that was the previous time you'd been. Or have you been to Spain on vacation?
That's the only time I went.
Okay.
But when you show up on Thursday, you go to the practice, you go interview the coach, you watch practice a little bit, and then you show up for the game. Getting there this time, so JP and I both, we were doing stuff anywhere from 9, 10 in the morning until we had to get to the radio show that it broadcasts at 4 there.
Oh, it's an all-day sucker so, right there.
After doing 9 to 3:30, and then you get to the station, you got 4 hours of radio, which was, the body.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
4 hours of radio at the end of the day.
And they had a few functions that were at 12 o'clock, Zabe, that were at like the Irish Rover and, O'Reilly's, bars.
Right.
A beer going to get down your throat or something like
somehow,
that.
Right. And then, what you do is say, oh, no, I got a radio show later. I can't drink
Hell no. You got to do what they
one.
Do. So,
and once you have one, really want number two, man.
The first day I said on the radio, I said, I will be dozing off. Because we left at 1.
What are you, Abdul Carter?
Nah, listen. We left at 1. We got to Charlotte. We left Charlotte at 3-something. We landed in Madrid at 5:18 in the morning.
Hold on. You launched from Charlotte, North Carolina to Madrid?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't IAD have a direct shot?
Well, the shot was whoever paid for the ticket, that's what it was.
So it was a bank shot down to Charlotte.
So we went to Charlotte and then
Charlotte flies international?
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
No, Charlotte. Okay. American flight.
All right.
We flew straight there from there, and when we land, so, I'm telling you, where the bus picked us up, we think Dulles is big. This damn airport in Madrid is humongous.
Really?
And I walk, and I'm pushing bags. And I'm like, damn, we're not there yet? And after I asked that question, we walked another 4 times what I had already walked. And
did they have any moving walkways?
They did.
Did they have any trams?
Again, their thing, everything that they have has a little angle on it. I see why everybody's in shape in this damn country, too. Everything has an angle, so nothing is just flat.
Okay.
So when we get to the hotel, the rooms aren't ready.
Oh God!
So we got the hotel like 8-something.
Oh my God!
And I didn't sleep on the plane. I don't know why. I normally fall asleep immediately. Couldn't sleep. So I get there, and now we're in the lobby, and we eat breakfast. I'm waiting, and I can't fall asleep because I'm like, fall asleep. I got to be somewhere. 11 o'clock, room's ready. I got to be somewhere at 11:30. So I was able to just throw myself in the room, go.
Yeah.
And when all of a sudden around 2, I'm like, this is not going to be good. And I did the show, and like you can see a couple times I just did that, but I can't write back up. I wasn't Abdul Carter where I slept through it.
Yeah, right.
But I did take a little
okay.
Dose, and right. I drank more sugar-free.
Did JP poke you to wake you up on the air? Do you have like
a stick
to just reach across and go poke? Wake
nah,
up.
He was tired too.
Yeah, okay.
We were both tired, but I could tell you, I knew I'm running on fumes, homie. So yeah. I was trying.
So this is going to be now a thing with the NFL. Goodell is pushing to expand. They say, oh, we're going to order at least five more games for next year. They pretty much want a whole slate of 17 games.
It's going.
Over there. And then they're going to get to 18 games for a schedule. We're going to have two byes in an 18-week schedule. Mm-hmm. That's going to really suck. Going to make fantasy football even more difficult, navigating two bye weeks for your guys. Mm-hmm. But there is just a march for more money. The fans apparently really liked it over there.
It's a march for more money, but I will say this. There are a lot of NFL fans in those countries. Like, everybody didn't fly there from Miami or from D.C. area.
And are those NFL fans expats, former Americans living there? Or are they born and raised
These are people born
Spaniards.
And raised there. And they, because, like, when you go, we were looking, when you get to the game, there were way more, like, they had a, it was a lot of Commanders fans. The Dolphins fans were in there, too, but you had people with definitely every jersey you can name in the NFL.
Well, that's the thing that you see in international games. It's like a smorgasbord of other teams'
jerseys.
Then
when you have a conversation with those said people, you're not hearing my accent or yours.
Yes.
You're hearing people from all over the damn world. You know, so it was good. And then, you know, just exploring, like doing the content work with the Commanders, I get a chance to go to We did the flamenco dance. We did like a little class in that. We went to the churro and porous shop with or heinous, they call it. G-I-N-E-S, but it's pronounced heinous.
Oh, my God.
And it's a chocolate factory.
Okay.
And the food was so damn good.
Yeah, then
I had a chance to go to the Michelin-rated restaurant with my man Ahmed Issa.
Okay.
And in the Fourth Season, I mean, everything you but the food, everything tastes like it just came off a farm. I mean, fresh. Not like all of our stuff. You know, we got everything.
I'm not a foodie, but I have heard the food in Spain goes toe-to-toe with that of Italy.
Yeah.
Italy has the prestige and the marketing of, you know, Italian food, which is authentic and great. But people say Spain, every bit, pound for pound, is good.
Oh, yeah.
Just a different style, different dishes.
Totally, totally. The paella, you know, you want that. The first restaurant I went to, they didn't have any. That ran out.
No!
And I was a little pissed.
Like, I flew on two flights. Yeah. My room wasn't ready. I haven't slept, and you're out of paella? You're out?
But you,
how can you be out? You're like, Spain.
You know, here's a, we like to keep stuff good forever.
Well, you got preservatives.
We
preserve
it.
Loading it up.
And you can taste it, too.
Of course.
There, so we were at the Greg.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Abuela and the grandfather and the grandmother, right next door to each other.
Yeah.
But they're the same restaurant. So when they cook in the morning, they're cooking with the guy.
Oh,
and when they hit that point,
they're like, we're out.
You'll see, they run over there and get some more bread from this shop to run back to the other shop.
So sometimes Abuela runs out.
Yeah.
When she's making her paella.
But
she did not plan for as many
tourist mouths
or NFL players to come by.
But I'm going to tell you now, you get ready for different places. I think Dubai is in the works. I think Abu Dhabi is in the works. I think,
you think Jerusalem's in the works?
I don't know. I think Doha is.
So, did you hear Tua say, I'd like to play in Jerusalem?
He said that?
Yeah. They're like, where else would you like to play? And he's like, I don't know. I think Jerusalem would be pretty cool. And everyone just facepalmed, like, you dumb.
At this dummy. Moment, what you can't you say that.
Well, not only that, but it's like, no, that's not going to happen, right? Nah.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be in one of those countries.
Yeah. Well, the NFL has a impeccable product. I liken it to Walter White's crystal sky blue meth that when it's exposed to new audiences in Europe who have loved soccer their whole lives, mm-hmm. when they get a taste for good old-fashioned smash-mouth American football, it hits like crack because it is a great game to watch. Even with all the nonsense PIs that are called, like the one that ended the Lions-Eagles game, which was a joke, the inconsistencies of replay, the fact you can't even look at the quarterback now, much less tackle him hard. Yeah.
Well,
it's so frustrating.
I don't like the game is played today.
I know. The overall product is still amazing. It's still like crack cocaine. And so they're going to keep doing that and keep
pushing. We did clinics over there with the kids, and they were into it, and they pick up quickly. Like, the thing about that country, man, everybody seems to be fit. All I saw was bike riders and walkers. And when you tell them to do something, they do exactly what you say, and they were ready to go. These young kids were ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a lot of fun. But
that's cool. So you did a clinic.
Me, London. Basically, it was some Miami Dolphins players and also us.
And did you teach them how to field and return punts?
We didn't go that far. We just did the running and the throwing and the catching. We didn't do the punt returns.
Right. How about these?
But
how about
there were kids that could show you they could kick real quick.
Okay. Yeah. How about these new screwball punts? Like the one that
the knucklers?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been doing that forever.
Have they really?
Yeah, yeah. They've been kicking it like that forever. You know, because like when I played, they have a lot of kickers that were good at it. Some of them weren't.
Because there was that one that the Dolphins guy misplayed. I was like, good luck, buddy.
Yeah. When guys try to hit it and they're not good, you just get an end over end.
Right.
But the guys that are very good, you get a knuckler. And the ball will be coming down, and it just float on you.
What happened to the days of the spiral missile, the tight spiral punt?
But see, those punts are made for distance.
Right.
And what they're doing when they're trying to kick one where you're backed up and you've got the fair catch, they're hitting you with the one that they want to mess
unless,
you up.
Unless you're punting from inside your own 30, you don't really need the distance.
Yeah.
Because they're that good.
Yeah.
So they're hitting all these exotics.
They're hitting these weird punts. Like, what you look at, the league is specialized in everything. So the Patriots always had left-footed punters. Most people didn't.
Oh, right. Now that also screws you up.
Yeah, now you have a ton of people with left-footed punters, so it's easier for guys now. Right. But the left-footed punter kicking one of those balls, that's hell. That is pure hell right there.
Were you just gutted for Mikey Sandrasil and the fumble, even though the defense bailed him out? I felt terrible for him.
Terrible for him.
Because he's never done the job. And they're like, you got to give it a try.
He's done it in
high school.
In college as well.
Oh, I thought he didn't do it in college.
And the thing of it, I don't care if you did it in the pros. If you're not practicing and you're not doing it in the game, you lose the mindset of what you do in certain situations. And that punt right there, both, like, I'm sitting up there and I'm like, he needs to back off of that one. Santana, as soon as I look at Santana, he said, man, you got to call Oski and get away from that ball. Because
he was rushing up to it.
He rushed up and ran past.
Right.
He ran past his guys and Dolphins guys.
Yeah.
So at that point, now that ball, and that ball was a one that was tailing.
And that landed at midfield-ish?
Yeah, it fell away from him.
Right, it fell away from him. It was midfield, so it wasn't like a high leverage. You had to fair catch it to keep it from pinning you at the one.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you just let it drop.
Let it go. That's the thing about punt return. People always think, people just look at the catching and the big runs.
Yeah.
It's the decision you make. Yeah. If you do make the wrong decision, that can screw you too.
Yeah. And then there was the field. I got to talk about the field for a second, but we got to take a break. And I'm going to ask you about, okay, so what's left of the season? What are the main goals? I was quite impressed and happy to see the team play the way they did for Dan Quinn and his play calls, which apparently, according to Keim, was a lot less zone or a lot less man coverage. So it was a lot more zone, which helped keep the big plays in check. That was good. I would say if you're going to make the argument about have they lost the locker room, the answer is no.
No.
Because they responded. So that's good. You can build off of that. But after this bye week, you got a really tough Bronco team coming to town.
True.
And they did not flex it out of Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So that's that's one of those things where they've already been, what, they're 0-4 on primetime? So it's another tough one. But there's still something left of the season. We're going to try to figure out what that is. We'll do that right after the break. And we'll take some calls at some point here.
Yeah. Yes.
When do you and JP usually take calls? Periodically?
Whenever.
Throughout the show?
Whenever.
When situations
whenever
warrant,
you're ready, we go.
Whenever we call for them? Okay.
There we go.
We'll do that coming up in hour two. Zabe sitting in for Mr. Finley. It is B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook on 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must supply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.